Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Smiles all around.
Yay.
Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe, sure. Maybe if we say smiles all around.
Yeah. No, I'm smiling today.
I feel smiley.
No qualms.
Smiley enough. Yeah. I like my hair today. It went straight and it stayed straight.
Love.
Which is nice.
Love that happens.
Feeling good about that. Big weekend, coming off the heels of a big weekend in Toronto.
Yeah.
You know, Taylor she's just trucking along these last few shows. Six more left. The first three of Toronto are over, and the concerts were out of control, as always. You know, the surprise song mashups were insane. We've got the special guest train is rolling out. Mm-hmm. Gracie ended
like
up coming on stage, just like I predicted.
Yep.
Gracie got to come on stage for one of the surprise songs, and just generally, people are acting unhinged at these shows.
Yeah.
Like they're all in it. They're all really excited. Everyone's truly soaking up the last moments of the Eras tour, and I'm happy to see it.
Yeah, every time now she'll be like, this is the seventh time we get to play, like seventh to last time we get to play this song.
Yeah.
I think every time now when she does Champagne Problems.
I forget what song it is. The big speech.
Like, all right, this is like the one of the last times, and it's so sad, but
it is
exciting to see what's going to happen next.
I'm very excited. I think it's like, I don't know if it's hitting me that this will be over soon and we're all, it's like, oh, what are we going to do? You know, like what are those of us who watch the live streams and such? It's like, what are we going to do with our free time? I think it's such a bittersweet ending because all I can think about is how badly this girl probably wants to go on vacation.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean? Like, it's like literally the only thing I can think about. I know as a fellow Sagittarius queen that I'm trying to get out and about and I'm trying to go on vacay all the time. And so I imagine she feels, she's excited. Maybe she's got some fun in the sun planned for Christmas time.
I really feel like once she's done with the tour, it's maybe another album, the movie, documentary. I don't know. I feel like there's so much more.
She's always working. She stays working. But I think that, you know, a week, a couple weeks off, maybe even a month.
She's a billionaire,
man.
Yeah.
Like, go start spending some of that billionaire money. Like, that's just how I feel, you know? Like, get a yacht. Go around. Like, do some shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, she was wearing a $55,000 watch.
Yes, she was. A Louis Vuitton watch.
Falling off her wrist. It was so big.
Yeah, exactly. Matching Bae's wrist. Travis has a silver one. She has a gold one. And it's just exciting stuff all around. But specifically, the concerts, I think, they're reaching a level where people just we're just soaking up every single second. Where, you know, it's every single thing that happens at the concert is in the news. Like, and maybe that's just our timelines because obviously we're very engrossed in this. But like, I can't open my Twitter without, like, you know, Pop Bass or Pop Crave or somebody posting about what's going on in real time at the Taylor show. And it's just a lot of can't miss stuff, you know, Jay?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
stuff that you don't want to miss. I am itching. I know that the sun has set on our Eras Tour appearances, but I'm still itching badly to try to get to one of the last six shows. Like, I know we're not going.
Yeah.
I don't have it in me. The last one ended so perfectly, but it's just like, you know, sometimes I'm looking at game time. I mean, of course, are you kidding?
And I mean, the opportunity presents itself a lot at game time, so that's what makes it
really
hard.
Do.
Looking at those tickets, I'm like, these deals, oh man.
It's really hard. And right, game time makes it so easy for everybody to get last minute tickets. I know that we have a lot of people getting last minute tickets, you know, in the Swiftieverse, new fans, old fans, everybody's trying to get there. If they didn't get there in the first year and a half, where were you?
Yeah.
But like, you know, we have to just make sure that everybody gets to experience this because it's a once in a lifetime experience. Being there in person is insane. Like, you know, the movie is great and watching the live streams is great, but being there and experiencing the Eras Tour is unlike anything I've ever experienced in my life. Shout out to Game Time.
I'm looking at the Game Time app right now. Next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh.
I'm seeing some good deals. I'm seeing cheapest fire. I'm seeing some good deals in the 100. So many tickets in the 100 section.
Hell yeah, let's go. Which we've kind of said is like
on
one of the best spots.
On Thursday, Saturday, there's so many in the 100s. There's not that many. Oh, wait. A lot of just popped up on the floor.
Ooh.
I'm seeing good deals on the floor. I'm seeing good deals in the 200s for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm liking what I'm seeing here.
You just got to get yourself, you got to weigh the pros and cons. Be like, listen, is this something I got to do? Then I'm just going to do it. Mm-hmm. Treat yourself. If you're even on the fence about it, just do it. It's a once in a lifetime thing. You got to do it. Mm-hmm. So just get yourself, get over to Game Time and get yourself some tickets.
Yep.
Game Time also is, you know, they're our number one ticket place. We always go to Game Time for tickets. I also went to another concert over the weekend via Game Time, and it was just a fabulous time. So
yeah, they always hook us up. Casey Musgraves, I went to. Yeah, it's reliable. Mm-hmm. You know, I trust Game Time so much, so it's so nice to not have to second guess the quality of your tickets, or if they're even real, or if they're going to transfer in time, whatever. Mm-hmm. You guys know how much we love Game Time, and they have the brand new Game Time Picks feature that makes it even easier to get to a game. Just the Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Mm-hmm. Just pull up your chosen event and turn on the GT Pick setting at the top of the screen and browse the best local Game Time Picks deals near you on your Game Time app homepage. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Mm-hmm. Download the Game Time app. Download the Game Time app today. Mm-hmm. What time is it?
Game time. Shout out to Game Time. Always, we love you so much. Yes. Speaking, though, of good quality seats, let's talk a little about something bad quality, Gia, that you brought up.
Oh.
And I'm actually curious to know, we're talking, of course, about the most recently dropped Taylor Swift merch.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't something we usually talk too much shit about, but I know that we've got our resident merch expert up in the building. Mm. Did you get your Cowboy Like Me jacket?
I did not get it.
Okay.
Because Santa got it for me.
Of course. Santa.
Yeah, Santa is keeping it in his sleigh until the day arrives. Right. However, I have been seeing a lot of TikToks and posts and whatnot about the anger that people have been feeling when they receive the Cowboy Like Me work jacket in the mail and the Reputation mock neck sweater.
Yes.
Because they put...
Which I believe that arrives to my house today. Let's see. I'll be able to have a first-hand account or you know, boots on the ground. But
right.
Not until I get
see
it.
If it's actually good quality or not. But yeah, like they mislabeled a lot of stuff on the website. I mean, at least these two things that I know for a fact they mislabeled. But they mislabeled the... I don't even know what you call it. Ingredients.
The description. description.
What the items are made out of.
I don't think my shit is even close.
Oh.
It just says label created.
Oh, damn.
So far, nothing else. So, whatever. People were getting their stuff in one day, which was crazy.
It was crazy how quick people were getting. But, right. So, but anyway, basically, one of the big things was this Cowboy Like Me work jacket.
Mm-hmm.
It has your Cowboy Like Me on the side, and then your Cowboy Like Me Eyes Full of Stars or something like Bandit Like Me Eyes Full of Stars. On the descriptions, it says that the You're a Cowboy Like Me was going to be embroidered into the jacket. Mm-hmm. This is a $150 jacket.
Right.
So, like, you expect...
Embroidery is
something you would expect with a... You're paying $150 for a jacket. You would expect a high-quality thing like that. Turns out, no, it's printed on, which is fine, but... Why does that, the price point does not check for that. If you're going to just do the print, like, and that comes off so easily. God forbid you get caught in a rainstorm or something. Like, the quality is just not as good as an embroidery. And that stinks to hear because I was excited about the fact that it was embroidered. I was like, wow, that's like very high quality. That'll look very cool.
My question is... The printing sucks, but like, what is the jacket itself like? Is the jacket itself good quality? To be fair, if you're buying a jacket like that, a work jacket without any embroidery, whatever, it's $100. Like,
but I think
at like a normal place, is what I'm saying. So I'm wondering, like, is this a very nice jacket?
Inside is like polyester. Like, I don't think it's like,
so it's not really like
made out of like the best quality materials,
because I'm thinking it comes and it's like waxy. Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'll have
at that price point anyway.
Yeah, I'll have to see when. But like, even the videos that I've seen of girls opening it, like, it just doesn't. It looks very light,
very light, very thin. Yeah,
very like it looks cheap in my opinion.
Damn.
I'll
okay.
have to see when I get it in person if my opinion changes. Yep. But yeah, it is definitely disappointing. $150 for a jacket is expensive.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is.
So it's just
especially for like a merch item. $150 for a merch item is a lot.
How much was the sweater?
The sweater was $75 when I was looking at it, but can I tell you that I know the sweater was $75 and and other people were posting their receipts with the sweater and it was like $100. So I don't know if like I got it.
Maybe it was like some kind of deal, or something. Like a,
no, it was saying like it was like a screenshot of the website and it said $100. So I don't know if it was like different prices based on different places. Like I don't know what, but it was only $75 for me, the Reputation mock neck.
So on the website, it says
cropped sweater with the snake, the black with the red snake. Yeah, on it.
It's made with 50% cotton, 25% nylon, 25% polyester is what it says on
that's
the website.
That's the jacket or the sweater?
Sweater.
And how much does it say it is on there right now? Or is it sold out?
No, sorry. This is 50% cotton.
No. Is sorry. Are you on the website?
Oh, no. I'm on Twitter.
Oh, never mind.
The sweater is, it says on the website, the sweater is made of 50% cotton, 25% nylon, 25% polyester.
Got it.
Then on the tag of the sweater, it says 50% acrylic, 25% nylon, 25% polyester.
Interesting. That'll be interesting how it feels on my skin.
Yeah, so there's no cotton actually at all. Mm. And like, that's just honestly a very silly and bad mistake on the UMG's end. Like, you can't be putting the wrong types of materials on your website.
Because people care about that, by the way. Like, I am not someone who really cares so much about that. I definitely will look and see what something is made of if it is priced so highly. Like I would have looked for that jacket. I didn't even bother looking for that sweater because I knew that, like, all right, it's a sweater, it's Reputation, it's going to be like $100. Like, I didn't even, and it's going to be probably the same as all the other stuff that we get. That jacket, I definitely would have looked at the material. But I do think that lying or misprinting or whatever happened, like to have this like mistake being made when there are people on there with allergies, there's people on there with, you know, they don't want
to go from 50% cotton to 50% acrylic.
That's a crazy difference. Yeah, that's a crazy difference.
Is that not like illegal? Like,
I'm sure it's. Yeah, I'm sure there's something weird about it. It's like
False advertising?
Yeah, false advertising, like, for sure. I don't know exactly what happens with all that. Like, I guess the solution is like, well, if your stuff gets here and you don't like it, then you return it, I guess, really, is like the only option. Like, what else are they going to say?
But yeah.
I don't know. It's like, I'm sure if you bought the Cowboy Like Me jacket and it arrived and you were like, when I got it, it said it was going to be embroidered and this is trash and whatever, I'm sure they'd refund you and you can return it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure that would happen. But apart from that, like, I don't think anything else happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely annoying and it sucks because we were just praising the new merch. Like, I know. Like, the merch was kind of good and new and whatever. And now it's like, it feels like we're getting the wool pulled over our eyes in certain ways.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure. But again, the Taylor Swift merch thing has always been, I feel like, an issue. Like, I feel like they never know. They're never prepared for the demand, and also the quality is a huge range.
The quality is so weird. Yeah. Like, you, and with the cardigans too. Like, you either get the good folklore cardigan material, or you get like that shitty, like itchy material that the Speak Now one was. Speak Now Taylor's version and the Midnight's one was.
Right,
and
right.
It's like you're paying $60-$75 for these cardigans, like. Right. They should not be so itchy that you can't wear them. Like, it's
exactly.
just crazy.
Or, again, make them with the nice material and charge something reflective of that, but make sure it's that nice material.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'll pay $100-something for a sweater that I know is going to be, like, good quality. Like, I mean, not cashmere, maybe cashmere. Like, I would pay for that, for sure. And I also think that kind of helps at least cotton.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like that could help with the demand too. Like, there's a lot of things that I think the merch team is kind of fumbling, but it does seem like they're in some sort of transition. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it does seem like,
to new people.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just that, but I don't know. Apologies to all who got the Cowboy Like Me jacket and were swindled out of thinking it was embroidered and it was not.
It's just disappointing. So we'll see. Yeah, I'll have to let you guys know what I think about it when I have it in my hands.
Yeah, but I'm very curious.
Yeah.
I'm very curious.
We'll see.
Anyway, so that's kind of the talk of the town in terms of Taylor adjacent things. How was your weekend, G? You were out and about. You were in Detroit with
your
college besties.
My weekend was so fun. Yes, on Friday night I flew to Michigan. Chicks in the Office had a live show.
Love.
And I went to Michigan State. So all my girly pops, a lot of my girls still live there. So yeah, we all went.
That's fun.
Me and there were seven of us. So me and six of my girlies.
Yeah.
And Chicks in the Office shows are always so fun. So.
They're so fun.
They had a blast.
They bring a great audience out too. Like all the girls that go to the Chicks in the Office shows are always so cool.
Nice. Yeah. It was fun to get recognized in front of my friends
for
the first time. That
of
was
course.
Like the first time
they
saw me in like real work mode.
For sure.
Which was fun. And yeah, Greg and Andrew from The Bachelorette were the guests.
They
are the best. Literally the nicest people ever.
They're
so fucking
funny.
Yeah,
they're so funny. And
so
they're a great
friendly.
Like French friend duo. You
yeah,
know? Like,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
They're always hanging out. They're a good time.
Yeah, and we just had the best time ever. I really unfortunately realized that when I'm blacked out, like I get so loud.
Oh yeah. Well, that's yeah.
Yeah.
And you just realized? That's that's a new realization.
It is a new realization. I was watching Francesca like sent me a video of us playing Code Names, and I'm just like screaming like why didn't no one tell me to pipe down a little bit?
I don't know why nobody I've told you to pipe down sometimes, not so much when we're drinking, but it's like sometimes not you only, like I do the same thing, like you get excited in conversation and all of a sudden it's like, oh fuck, am I screaming? And it's like, for no one to let you know that you're screaming, that's on your friends. Like they gotta have your back like that. You gotta somebody's gotta tell you if you're screaming. I always want to be told if I'm screaming. Like,
yeah,
I
it's
always
funny because I always used to make fun of Francesca because when Francesca gets super drunk like that, like she gets so loud.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit, I'm literally the
Here
same
I am,
exact way.
Doing the same thing.
Yeah, like screaming in Greg Grippo's face, like.
He probably loved it.
It's a unicorn. We're playing like Code Names. We're playing like Heads Up. It's just so bad. Like, sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
FaceTiming my friend, like, break up with your boyfriend.
I saw that video on TikTok, which is fucking hilarious.
She loves Greg.
Hilarious.
And I was
video.
Like, why isn't she answering? Turns out she was out to dinner with her boyfriend and she watched the video with him and was like, I had a lot of explaining to do.
What's your boyfriend's name? I was literally dying. Like, it was so funny. Like,
shout out
so
Josh,
funny.
Lindsay's boyfriend, Josh. Good guy.
Oh, that's his name? I wondered. Yeah, I wondered who it was.
He probably hates Lindsay's friend, Gia, but
Probably.
Fine.
But you know what? That's fine. Sometimes you're just the friend that your friend's boyfriend hates, and that's just how it goes.
Hey, listen, I had the opportunity. I wanted to help out my friend. She loves
Greg
Grippo.
What are you
going to do?
We're just being silly.
We're just being silly. No, and she said that he was like, obviously, so
no,
like,
of course.
Laughing about it, whatever. But we had a 10 out of 10 time, and anchovy was fine.
Oh yeah, how did
first
anchovy
time
do?
Alone. She
baby's
was slaying.
First time alone.
Yeah,
well,
but she was being watched by my bestie, who's very good with animals.
Did she stay the whole time?
Yeah, the whole weekend. Thank
that's
God.
Nice,
and
nice.
Yeah, when I came home, I could tell that she was like, "Where have you been?"
Right, of course.
It was so cute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so
where have you been, bitch?
It was very, very fun. It was nice to have a little girls' weekend.
That's fabulous. Yeah. How was the weather? I feel like Detroit's like high up.
Honestly, it wasn't too bad. It was chilly, but it wasn't like freezing how it usually is in Michigan during this time.
That's
but I feel like everywhere has been experiencing like the weirdest fucking weather.
Oh, yeah. The weather's all over the place.
Yeah.
It's
65
right now.
It's
so,
so
annoying.
Nice
I wore a new coat here today. Yeah. And it's like, but the thing is like, when we leave here now, it gets dark at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then it's cold immediately. Like it's 45 when I'm going home.
It's
and
hard
like,
to dress
well,
for work.
Extremely hard. Extremely hard. And it's kind of cold in here still. Like, it's not... the air isn't pumping like it does in the summer, but the heat is also not on. So it doesn't feel like it is anyway for me. And so I just feel like it's an in-between. Everything's in between.
Mm.
It's weird shit.
Yeah, I'm thinking about like things that I said to these girls. Like, that's the thing with these events. Like, you go out.
Oh
after,
my God, I panic so hard about. I always panic about that.
Don't know what I said to like these girls that are like fans. Like, I definitely said. Some
you always end up talking shit to these people as if they're
like,
your close friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, oh my God, like listen to this. And it's like I'm telling secrets that I should not be telling. Like I'm always doing that. Like if you catch me, there's a wave of things that happen when I'm at an event, a work event.
Mm.
It's the beginning. You can tell I'm excited. I'm a little drunk. I'm having fun. I'm dancing. I'm saying
yeah,
hi,
yeah.
whatever. then usually I get kind of pulled by some girls to talk shit. And I'll start talking shit, and then usually I'll catch myself, and then I'll hide away from everyone. Mm. And that's not because I don't want to hang out with people. It's because I can't zip my lips. And, like, I need to stay away because I'm a bad liar when
oh
I'm drunk.
Oh, my God, it's so bad. So many girls are, like, asking me questions. So I was like,
oh, just blah, 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 blah. Like, just, it's so easy to just spit it all out. Because you're like, no one, also, too, it's not in writing. You're not on camera.
Yeah,
who cares?
Yeah, there's
We're
no proof.
Just talking. Yeah, yeah, there's no proof of this. Yeah. But then, like, these girls, you know that these people are, like, fans, and they're writing down everything, and then they're heading over to, like, you know, online
yeah,
to talk about listen to what Kelly
was,
and Gia said.
I know. I was looking online to make sure that nothing was spread. Thank God, no one
said anything.
So I can trust those chicks in the office girls.
Exactly. Yeah. As long as listen, I will tell everybody every minute of every drama that I know. As long as you lock it up after, like,
yeah,
hey, just we're all in a secret
or at least just word of mouth, like keep it offline.
Yeah, word of mouth.
You know?
Yeah. Just feel it out.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Wait
yeah.
till someone else says that. That's my favorite thing. Is like if I have a secret or like I know information that other people don't, I just wait around until I start hearing whispers of it elsewhere, and I'm like, oh yeah, I also heard. Like I'll be like,
I know something. Yeah,
I
yeah.
actually have a first hand account, yeah. but it's like I wasn't the one that spread the rumor, so it makes it okay. It's
no,
just,
exactly.
It's crazy.
You can't help yourself.
You can't help yourself.
Yeah.
You can't help
what
yourself.
About you? What were you up to?
I had a good weekend. I ended up not doing anything on Friday, which was so lovely. Like I love a time. I actually had 2 days like that this weekend. My plans got canceled on Sunday. I was supposed to go see Andrea at her new place in the burbs.
Ooh.
With their baby, and then they got the sniffles, and aww. So they decided it was best that we reschedule, and I said, oh no, that means I have to lay in bed all day and watch The Holiday 4 times in a row.
No.
And order McDonald's for dinner. Oh no. And so I got to do that, which is never a miss. But Saturday I ended up falling into a Kacey Musgraves ticket.
Yeah.
With my college bestie and her husband.
So fun.
And it was fantastic.
It looks
great
like
show.
She puts on such a fun show.
Yeah, she does. Quick, you know, we say quick show because it's hard to compare to, you can't compare to Eras, but like, you know, hour and a half she was on.
Yeah.
She played all the hits, like all the good stuff. Played a bunch of her good things from, I feel like I
Deeper
saw it
Well.
My, like on my lips. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She played all of her, the good hits, all of the new, like, exciting ones from Deeper Well. It's like the Deeper Well tour.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
the highlighted album.
I've been seeing.
I love all those songs.
I love her so much.
Me too.
I've been seeing online that she's kind of been like, I don't know if this is true or not, but like if she's been kind of like struggling to sell out some of her stops.
Oh, she might be.
Like
I don't
they
know.
Had to like close off a bunch of sections. At,
oh, weird.
I don't know where she was though.
I'll tell you this. I didn't even realize she was in town until my friends texted me.
Was it Madison Square Garden?
No, Barclays.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't even like my friends who went don't even live here anymore. Like they used to live in New York. They moved and they came back just for the show.
Oh, wow.
So, and I didn't even know what was going on. So
yeah.
I'm like, maybe the marketing was bad. Like,
I didn't
know.
Really know she was. So that kind of confirms because I thought that I saw sections getting closed out at MSG.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, that doesn't make sense because you would have just saw her this weekend at MSG.
No,
but the
no.
fact that you went to Barclays, I think it was MSG then where they had to like black out sections because like they couldn't sell out.
That's
and they
so
moved,
weird. Moved her
everyone
show
down,
too.
Like moved everyone that was in like the 200s-ish down
MSG?
To the 100 because they couldn't fill it. Yeah.
But she wasn't at MSG.
Yeah, she was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, was she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
She
That's
was
weird
at
that
MSG.
She would be at MSG and Barclays?
Someone else did that too.
Huh. Sabrina? No.
It was, but I feel, someone recently, maybe, no, it wasn't Sabrina. Was it Billy? Someone did, that's like a normal thing that to happen.
Do both.
To, but
yeah,
to
yeah,
do
yeah,
both.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Okay. I didn't even know.
But let me see.
Well, regardless, I mean, the show was great. I think the marketing for the show is bad. Like I didn't know that she was. I didn't know she was at MSG. I would have 100% gone. I didn't know she was at Barclays until my friends told me. I said yes to the ticket immediately. Like I'm a big Kacey Musgraves fan. I would have gone. A ton of my friends were like, "Oh shit!" Didn't know she was in town because we had actually had 2 extra tickets and I was trying to get one of my other friends to come and everyone was like out of town too late.
Wait, sorry, I'm wrong. I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, I thought she went to MSG. I guess not.
I think the tour like kind of just started. Like it wasn't too, because I haven't seen anything online
I
about
where
it really.
I saw that then.
When did Kacey Musgraves tour start? Oh no, I'm lying. Oh wait, she was just in Europe. She was in Europe the whole summer.
So
started
maybe,
in April and she was
maybe it was the Europe shows that she was having issue, which
makes more sense. So she said her tour began April 28th in Dublin, Ireland. The tour will conclude December 7th in Nashville. The tour will include 49 shows across North America and Europe. So yeah, she's been overseas, I guess, for a while. But
okay,
I'm looking for like a whole.
I was definitely wrong then. That's my bad.
I'll
to
look
Casey
at my
Musgraves.
T-shirt when I get home because my T-shirt has the whole store.
I thought I saw
it.
A TikTok of something. But yeah, I don't know.
Regardless, I think that if you have the opportunity to go to
yeah.
the show, go to the
10
show.
10 out of 10
Game Time,
for
sure. Like, go to the show because it is. It was super cute. And who opened up? Father John Misty and Lord Huron.
Him. Oh, love Lord Huron.
Me too.
Oh.
And so, fantastic. They also she did a cover of Kill Bill the
SZA
song.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah.
And it was excellent, like just really, really good.
I saw Lord Huron and on Martha's Vineyard, and they were amazing.
Yeah. I only
so
know
good.
The one song that the night we met.
Yeah,
like obsessed with that song. It's like
yeah, I love
a depressing
that
song.
Song.
I love so much. But so it was. Let's see. We were in like where I'm trying to think what level we were at. I think we were in the 200 level. But Barclays is so like we felt really close. Like,
yeah, Barclays
is
small.
Yeah.
Like it feels small at least.
It does. Yeah. So that was it was honestly fantastic. She has like she's barefoot the whole show. Mm. She's running around, she's interacting with I know that's what I said.
Yeah, it's
too.
Kinda gross.
You're all
but
like,
okay,
ugh,
yeah.
Barefoot. But I think, you know, it's like her
you
stage,
know,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she walks down, does all the hits. I really liked Deeper Well as an album. It's like her divorce album kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there are some like sad songs and some like upbeat stuff, but I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a good time. I just love her too.
Yeah,
like,
she's so cool.
She's very chill. She's very like, let's just set the tone and just chill out. Like it was a very relaxed
yeah,
show.
I love that.
Like just very, you know, which I feel like we said juxtapositioned with, you know, some of the bigger ones like Eras Tour or whatever that are just high energy for 3 hours straight.
Yeah.
It was really nice just
nice
going to the show, just kind of swaying.
Love
and
that.
Singing.
Yeah.
And, you know, she sings Rainbow, I Start Crying every time. It's just great.
I love
stuff.
Casey Musgraves.
I love her too.
She quote tweeted Pitbull's tweet when he tweeted our Pitbull video.
Oh, fun.
Yeah,
and
she was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
That's amazing.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So
love
I was
that.
Like, love you, Casey.
I was tagging
girl.
Her a lot over the weekend, hoping she would see it, but she hasn't. But so if you guys caught me like tagging her 100 times, it's because I wanted her to see.
I feel like she is the type of artist that would like respond to DMs.
For sure,
stuff.
She
yeah.
does. She like reposts people all the time. I met her once. I met her at when I worked at V Magazine, which is a place I worked a long time ago, and she was on the cover one time. And I got to meet her. She came in like the office just
that's
before,
cool.
like, to discuss it.
Was
she's
she
so
nice?
Tiny. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So nice. So tiny. Like I didn't expect her to be such a little mini. And
I feel like that's how it kind of always is with celebrities.
For sure. I just
like,
for some reason
so
she
small?
Presents taller to me.
Yeah.
Like,
she
I don't
gives
know
me
why.
Tall girl vibes.
She's so tiny and really kind, really sweet. Like,
love that.
Just good energy. Good.
It's
vibe,
always
so.
Refreshing to yeah. hear that. Yeah. Having a nice celebrity encounter,
right.
yeah,
completely. Because I feel like there's bad celeb encounters
somebody,
all over the place.
I did like a AMA on my Instagram stories when I was on the plane. I love doing those because they.
I feel like I'm gonna do one
time
soon.
By so quick.
It's been enough time. I think that I'll start getting normal questions.
Yeah.
For a while, yeah. It's usually like your ex
boyfriend,
blah blah, blah, your worst tea,
yeah.
like your ex boyfriend also like
yeah.
just tons of shit like that. Like, you're old, by the way, like yeah. a lot of that. And
did
I'm like,
see
all
Caroline,
right. yeah,
she,
yeah,
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 that
yeah.
was so funny.
No, literally, like, that's my whole. Whenever yeah. I try to do like, one, like it'll be like 3 or 4 good ones, and then it'll be like a like.
What does your
let me
feet smell like?
Exactly. Yeah. Let me lick your puss. I'm like, ew, stop it. This is Instagram.
But somebody asked me, like, what was your worst celebrity encounter? And I was like, I don't think I've ever had a bad celebrity.
Wait, I did see this because I think when you were like, but I've met a lot of rude influencers.
Yeah,
though.
I have.
We have, I think, a shared influencer story that we met a rude ass influencer at the same time.
Wait, is it?
We can't get too specific.
Okay.
But
girl,
yes.
Okay, and
we met her at a
live
at a
show.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. I know exactly who you're talking
yes.
about.
And
yeah.
apparently
she's known for being
everyone
like
everyone has
rude
a story
person.
About her
yeah,
being
yeah,
rude
yeah.
as fuck. But
yeah.
I feel like we were the first ones to call it out though. We were like, this
no,
bitch
I know.
Is
I was
rude. Like,
what? And this was before she was like that big.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah. It was crazy. It was like a crazy level of rudeness. Yeah. Like so much so that I was laughing in her face about it. Like in the moment, I was like, is this bitch for real? Like, and you know me, Gia. You know me with the personal space and the respect when we're out after I've had a couple drinks. Like that could have gone way differently.
It's crazy.
But
I'll never understand
so
the snobbiness of influencers.
Neither
like you're literally you're just...
You made an Instagram account, congratulations.
Yeah, like you're not the same person as me, you just have a following. Exactly. There's really no difference between...
It doesn't... I don't immediately respect you if you have, like, followers. Like, I don't care about that. Like, I care very much about, like, what you've done as, like, a person or a worker or whatever.
Like, are you, like, a good friend?
Mm-hmm. Right, no, really. That's, like, the biggest thing. Like, if you're a good friend... Gee, that really might be my number one judgment of people. And I'm glad that you said it like that because I really haven't thought about it before. I judge people very much on how they treat their friends.
Yeah, well, you can tell how a person is by who they surround themselves with and who they're friends with and if they have no friends.
Right. Well, that's a dead giveaway. No, no friends is like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I used to always kind of sympathize with the girl that had no girlfriends.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, oh, like that sucks. Like everyone needs girlfriends. And then, but there's always a reason why.
Yeah.
The girl has no girlfriends.
The girls with no girlfriends, you do feel bad for them and you have to pity them. You have to take the high road and be like, oh, I'm sorry they have no girlfriends and like maybe they're struggling. But most times, the girl with no girlfriends doesn't actually want girlfriends. Like,
yeah, they want your boyfriend.
They want your boyfriend. Right. They want your boyfriend. Yeah. And then they'll be like, I just don't have any girlfriends. I just get along better with the guys.
Yeah,
it's like, oh,
yeah,
of course
a
you do.
Why,
yeah, say, of course you do. That's how
like,
it goes.
I'm sorry for you if that's the case.
You know what my favorite thing though is when a group of girls who don't have girlfriends try to start hanging out with each other. Like that's my favorite thing to watch. Like that's a big
like all the toxic girls band together.
Yes,
yeah,
like, that's a big influencer storyline always. Yeah, where it's like two girls, they'll both be going through a breakup or something, and they're both kind of like no girlfriends, only guys. Mm. Then they get together and start hanging out, and then inevitably they have some kind of falling
huge
out,
huge blow up
because they like can't be friends.
Fucked each other's boyfriends
exactly.
or something.
They're like fighting for the same man, so they're out. Like they can't. It's like it's like magnets, like opposite magnets.
Yeah.
If you like, try just, and they just
there should just never be any issues with girls and boys, like with your girlfriends and boys. Like if you're still having issues with like a girlfriend that's like interested in boys, that a boy that you likes or anything like that, like you gotta get rid of that person.
No,
like,
no.
Yeah. It's not a friend.
It's not a friend. Yeah. Not a friend at all. One day we should do like a lesson on is this person your friend? And then we'll go down the list of things and say, are they your friend? I would love that. I would love
maybe
to do that.
Have people send in like, hey, I have a friend who does this, this, and this. Like, is this my friend?
Is this my friend? And we'll say like, yes or no.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the answers are probably going to be no.
Probably going to be no.
Don't send it unless you're ready for a no because it might be a no.
Rude awakening.
Yeah, it really might be. Speaking of friends, our friends of the program, Sabrina Carpenter, et cetera, et al. Sabrina's got her shows going on. I wanted to point out that she recently arrested Domingo, aka Marcelo Hernandez from Saturday Night Live.
Love him.
And also Rachel Sinnott, who I think is hilarious in most things. Are you not a Rachel girl? I go in and out on her, but I'm mostly in on her.
Yeah, I'm mostly in on her. I think she's very funny. Mm-hmm. I love her and Ayo Edebiri together.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I think
they're
so funny.
They're a great duo, like in Bottoms.
I love Bottoms. Yeah, so
Bottoms
good.
Is so funny.
I have two things I want to talk about the Sabrina Carpenter show, actually.
Oh, yeah, okay.
First one is I've seen a lot of discourse online about people being upset about famous people getting the Juno handcuffs.
I saw that too.
I'm curious to what your thoughts are about that.
I kind of think that it makes sense for celebrities to do it because it's like, oh, look, a celeb guest.
Yeah,
and
right.
Like, here's a funny moment.
It's like an opportunity to see like what celebrities
are
came.
There.
Yeah.
I also think too that it's weird to, or not weird, sorry, that. After watching what has happened when they pick random people and how it's like kind of a disaster sometimes,
yes.
I think that it's better to have it pre-planned.
That's actually
and
a really
it
good
obviously
point.
Be like, all right, it's going to be Millie Bobby Brown. It's going to be Rachel Sinnott. It's going to be Marcelo, like whoever the fuck it is. Because I think like when you pick random people out of the audience, you don't know the situation.
That's a really good point.
What
especially
if it's a
with
child,
that little girl. Yeah.
With the little girl. Yeah. Right. Like that was a weird thing. Not anybody's fault. It's just like how that happened. And also, too, with, like, Olivia Rodrigo at her concerts, she points out people in the crowd. And she pointed out those siblings.
Yeah, siblings.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which was funny in itself. Yeah. But it's, like, it's kind of weird if, like, you do something like that always and every time. It's, like, actually something different is going on here. And so I just think having the celebrities there is fun. It's a fun, it's a little pop for the crowd.
Yeah,
I
agree.
It's a good time.
I agree. It adds a fun little aspect to it. Mm-hmm. I do get, like, as a fan, like, it is like a fun moment to have an interaction. But yeah, it is very risky to...
It should have been celebrities all along. Like if there was celebrities from the beginning, nobody would be saying shit. But because it was like some random
fans
at first, like people are like, oh, what the fuck? But I don't think it's that.
I'm sure she'll continue to do like
definitely
50-50
doesn't
whatever.
Doesn't she like bring people up though in the middle of the show? Like there are other times where like fans are
I don't think she brings
on the stage or whatever. Mm-mm. Are those like dancers?
Those are dancers.
Oh
yeah,
damn,
yeah,
they
yeah,
look
yeah.
like regular. Are they supposed to be looking like regular people?
I think so.
Because they're doing a really good job of it.
Did you see she brought out Christina Aguilera?
Yes, I did see
which
that.
Which was awesome.
I saw that and
Ozempic. It's crazy,
yeah,
honestly.
This is something we got to talk about.
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. I love Christina Aguilera so much.
Oh,
love her to death.
Yeah.
Always been a fan. Like, massive, massive. She obviously has gone through some sort of journey. Mm-hmm. We assume Ozempic. Not sure if it's exactly that. Mm-hmm. Has she said exactly like what
no,
she's
No, I
doing?
Don't know if she's
no
been
one knows.
Honest
she's a
about.
Quarter of herself, obviously. She doesn't look bad. She looks like she has, like, you know, turned back the clock on herself.
Yeah, it's
she
crazy.
Looks
she
very
looks
young.
Like... 15 years younger.
She does.
I mean, she looks great.
She looks great. It yeah. also is kind of like, I need people to remember that it's a lot of smoke and mirrors with that kind of stuff. Like, yes, she looks super young. She also, though, is wearing... she was wearing tan sleeves that went all the way down to her wrists, if you go back and look. Because, like, for example, I said this on Twitter. Like, if you see my arms, you can pretty much tell how old I am. Like, it's like that kind of thing where it's like, you know when women are a little bit older. I was like, oh, she's probably in her 30s. Her arms are a little, you know, she's got some veins and, like, folds of skin in random places.
Right.
Christina's, like 40-something.
Yeah.
And so she has these sleeves on. So yeah. Her skin looks very young. Mm. But just so you know, like, she's wearing sleeves. Like,
right.
She's trying to disguise those things.
There's
like,
a
yes,
lot of things celebrities
she looks thin,
use.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, of course she looks thin. She looks different, you know, whatever. But she's still doing things. Like, she still probably looks her age when she's not all done up. Mm. You know what I mean? Which I think is something important to remember. At least I have to tell myself that because it's like, what the fuck am I doing otherwise? Like, I need to, you know,
please.
I would love
you
to
look,
be looking
you have
like
a youthful
that.
Glow to you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I try to always have that youthful glow. Pay so much money for it in skincare, but it's
yeah.
Like,
but I was shocked seeing her. I was like, wow, her and she looked like she could be Sabrina's sister.
They look the same.
Yeah.
Right, they look the same size.
Yeah,
same,
yeah.
Like,
they're like
so...
carbon copies. It was very cute.
Yeah, it was.
And Sabrina
was great.
Oh yeah. My god, blew the house down.
Yes, absolutely.
And Sabrina loved Christina Aguilera growing up, so it was like a huge full circle moment, which I love to see.
So exciting! That would I think I would
I can't
die.
Imagine like, what it's like to like sing with your
oh my god
your idol.
No, absolutely,
and have them accept you like that. Like I feel like a lot of times, like with Taylor Swift saying that like Joni Mitchell is her idol, mm-hmm. and Ariana Grande, Mariah Carey, and these mm-hmm. women, they kind of like. Shit on them like
yeah.
these older women when they're supposed to almost be like guides for them, they kind of take that as an insult, like someone's coming for their crown
for
in
sure.
a way, when it's like no, like they're just
which again
trying to show respect.
Let's all remember Stevie Nicks. I have friends, Katie.
No, literally, I don't go online. I have friends.
I have friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
no,
it's nice to see you know, a woman helping out
lifting
a younger peer. Yeah
especially that, right? Because it's, I think that like Christina's age and that bracket of stars and women are like the first generation that I'm seeing that are not intimidated as much by the younger groups of girls. Like
yeah.
I feel like some of the people a little bit older, maybe a little more famous, or I mean, I don't know who's more famous than Christina Aguilera, I guess like Mariah Carey or whatever, but like I can't see Mariah doing that. Like,
she did with Ariana Grande. She like totally
dicked
Ariana Grande. Yeah.
Wait. Sorry. She
like totally was like. Let me see what she said. But
no,
she, like,
no. I meant. I don't see Mariah coming out on stage with.
Oh,
Ariana.
Oh.
Like
yes.
Like
no,
I would never.
Yes,
right.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would never see Mariah.
No, never.
Being like, yes, queen, a new queen. As,
yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
She's like, I'm the queen.
She's
like
I'm the fucking queen, and wait your turn.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Which we love Mariah for that. That's just her. But I think that the energy of like someone like Taylor Swift, who also obviously is constantly supporting other female artists and bringing them out on stage whenever she can, which we forgot to talk about Gracie and bringing out Gracie for the surprise songs.
We'll
have to go back actually to that because we didn't talk about the surprise songs either, the mashups.
We didn't talk about the concerts at all.
Yeah, we really didn't. Damn,
we'll get to it though. Yeah.
So, I think that it's a positive, it's a very positive thing to see someone like Christina Aguilera, so established, so, you know, talented and everything, coming out and doing something like that, and just fucking crushing it.
Oh,
like, she's
God, it was
so
awesome.
She's awesome.
Ain't no other man can stand up next to you. You're ain't the kind of guys gonna ride and watch you do.
You
you're
got soul. Yeah.
You got class. You got style. You badass. Ain't no other man is true. Ain't no other man but you. To do your thing,
honey.
I love it.
Love it. So good.
And then another thing I wanted to touch upon quickly.
Oh, yes.
Is I was also seeing a lot of stuff about people bringing their young daughters to this concert.
We need people to get a grip on this.
But I will say,
a little bit,
it's interesting. I did see this girl's post and kind of made me change my mind little bit.
Okay.
Just like, I think it's more, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. I saw this TikTok of this girl and she was saying like she went to the concert. Mm-hmm. She's seeing these young girls screaming, "I'm so fucking horny," and their moms are like recording
it. That's
They're
true.
Wearing,
that's tough.
You know, see-through baby doll dresses and underwear and lingerie, and they're like 12, 13 years old.
Oh, no, we can't have that.
It's just, I think it's, there's this weird stigma put on female celebrities, I feel like, that they have to cater to young girls. Yeah. They're like, oh, her Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina Carpenter, whatever, Taylor Swift. Oh, her concert's full of young girls. Like, she shouldn't be doing this, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, we see that all the time.
It's not the celebrity's fault. No. It's the parents'
right.
fault. Like, these parents
it's
are...
It's not their celebrity's responsibility.
It's not to censor themselves for your
yeah.
child.
Yeah.
You need to know what's appropriate for your child mm-hmm. and let them go to situations that are age appropriate for them.
Yes.
A Sabrina Carpenter concert, it can be what you make of it. You know, like you yeah. can let your daughter go. Yeah, there's cursing, whatever. You can explain
yeah,
it to
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Like it's not a
sexual
it's not
undertones.
Age
it's
blah, blah, blah.
Woo, silly,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. But to let your young daughters
no.
do stuff like that, it's just not
wear lingerie to a concert
safe.
When they're 12 years old.
Yeah.
Right. It's just that's not safe.
It's just like it's opening
you can
a
sacrifice.
Can of worms for like mature. Like I feel like when you're so young, you wanna be so mature anyways.
Yeah.
And these girls, like they don't even have awkward stages anymore. Like they just jump.
No,
into-
it's weird. It the yes the hypersexualization of preteens
yeah.
and teens is rampant.
Like,
I think a lot of it has to do with TikTok.
Yeah.
It's all because kids know 12-year-olds know how to do their makeup like a 40-year-old woman now. Like
I
didn't
know
like, how to
do
my makeup.
Why do you know
like
what
that.
Setting
like,
spray is?
I knew none of that.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know. We didn't have access to that kind of stuff. And it's not that, you know, it's not that I don't think that they should have access to it. It's more that it's on the parents to be policing these kind of things. And I'm not a parent, so I can't totally speak to how difficult that is. I think it'd be very hard to tell my 13-year-old daughter, hey, don't wear this outfit to the Sabrina Carpenter concert because everyone else is wearing it. Like, it'd be that kind of conversation.
Yeah.
But I also think that I would be completely fine having my daughter be mad at me for not letting her wear lingerie at age 13 to
yeah.
a concert.
No,
like, I think I'm okay. I'll take
yeah.
that L. I'll
yeah.
hold that L.
Yeah.
Because that's insane. And that's just something that you can't have go on. And I think, like, I saw another tweet. Somebody was talking about the... it was during Juno and it was like the showing, you know, of her, like the, she's wearing like a black
yeah,
like
yeah,
baby
yeah.
doll or whatever, Sabrina. And the quote was like, can't believe like mothers are bringing their kids to this concert. This isn't a kid's concert, whatever. And then someone else quote tweeted and was like, y'all would not have survived the Bangers tour and then
yeah,
put like a
yeah.
video of Miley Cyrus
yeah.
on her tour. So remember that. Like
yeah.
remember like, yes, Miley Cyrus was a Disney star and Sabrina, same kind of pipeline.
Yeah.
Miley was a Disney star and then she woke up one day and said, I'm a sexual being now.
Yeah, I'm an adult.
Act accordingly.
Yeah.
And she went on her tour. She humped that stage. Her pussy lips are out all over the fucking place all the time. Girls, the videos are like girls with their flip phones like up in her cooch.
Yeah.
Like it's just, and you have to always remember like concerts are a wild time. Like
yeah.
you can't, if your young teen child can't compose themselves or you think it's too much or they can't understand why they can't wear a certain thing at a concert or whatever,
yeah.
then they shouldn't go. Like that's
yeah.
just not, you know what I mean? Like I don't blame the celebrities at all for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that's what I just hate people online coming for Sabrina Carpenter being like, this isn't age appropriate, blah, blah. Like
you're not age appropriate.
Yeah. Then don't look.
Yeah,
like,
then don't look. Don't
I,
go.
Don't
like,
let your kids look. Like, I don't understand
right.
why this is Sabrina's fault. Like, it's,
no, it's not.
It's
she's a grown woman.
It's fun.
She's a grown woman.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
of her albums have always had songs that were like double entendre, full, you know, sexual in certain ways,
yeah.
suggestive in certain ways. Like that's what makes her songwriting so interesting because all of her things have double meanings and it's like fun and cool
yeah.
and like clever. You
mm-hmm.
know. And I think just to pretend like, oh no, like she's being crazy, like can't believe she's wearing lingerie, whatever. P.S. Whenever Sabrina Carpenter is wearing lingerie on stage, it's like barely lingerie, number one. Number
yeah,
two,
I know.
She's got 25 pairs of leggings on.
Yeah.
It's like she's performing. Like
yeah.
this is it's like going to the ballet or like
and
going
like
to
it's
the
cute.
Circus or something. Like
yeah.
it's always super cute.
Yeah.
But she's never up there with like her nipples out and like whatever. To be honest, you know who puts her nipples out more than
anybody
I know?
Rachel Sennett.
Well, Rachel Sennett. She or I don't know how to say her last name. she had her nipples out fully for the thing. That was one thing. But I'm, you know who has her nipples all the time? Is Gracie fucking Abrams.
Oh, yeah.
Always
true.
Has her nipples
yeah,
out.
Yeah, she does.
Always. Performing live. And so if you're going to talk shit, and I'm not saying continue talking shit everywhere else, but you have to know, like, the time frame that we live in, how, like, that kind of outfit is, like, a sexy, trendy thing to wear. Mm. And you're performing on stage and you're in a concert for people who are likely
Gracie
your age.
Gracie was cheeks out at our show.
Completely. Yeah, she had nipples out,
awesome.
Too.
It was, yeah, yeah. She, yeah, it was like a full sheer dress.
Completely. Yeah, and so, like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if we're going to start nitpicking for things like that, it's,
just,
you know,
like,
then just don't go to a concert.
I know.
Then.
I feel like
just don't
women,
go to a concert.
Like women performers, like, they can't win, you know? They show too much skin and it's inappropriate. Oh, my God, I can't believe there's children here, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Okay, well, you chose to bring your child to this concert.
Exactly.
Or they, you know, they, I don't know, cover up too much. And then it's like, oh, well, she's a prude and she's boring.
She's a boring
blah,
grandma,
blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
like
she's, ew.
Look
like,
at the difference. Yeah. And it's like a side-by-side between somebody else, like, dressed sluttier. And it's like, I don't know, like, you're,
I feel like that's kind of what happened with Taylor, too.
100%. Like, it's always happened with Taylor.
Because she's always kind of been more covered up with her clothing.
You've got
whatever.
Edge, and she never did.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly.
Clara Bow.
Everyone says a sexy baby, and I'm the monster on the hill.
Monster on the hill. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating to see and watch. I'm glad you brought this up, though, because I do think that that Sabrina gets it the worst lately because her show is, like, inherently sexy with, like, the lingerie and this and the sleepover vibe and, like, all that.
Yeah.
And the handcuffs and the, you know, like, it's that's the show you're going to go to.
Yeah,
so if,
like,
you don't want your, if you want your 12-year-old there, then don't bring them.
Exactly.
And say, sorry, girl, you're 12 years old. You can't go to the show. Like, what are you going to say? Like, I don't know.
My mom didn't let me, my mom didn't let me read Eclipse, Twilight Eclipse. And I was so
that's
pressed
hilarious.
About it. I wrote in my journal, my mom won't let me read Eclipse because they have S-E-X. I'm so disgusted. I can't believe it. Like, she.
I'm so disgusted. I can't believe it. Like, how could they do this? Stephanie Meyer, how could you?
The crazy thing is, she let me read Twilight and then she let me read New Moon, but then she didn't let me read Eclipse. Like,
I mean,
come on. Like,
Eclipse is, like, barely also, by the way. Like, I mean, I guess it is compared to the others. But I don't know. You know, you've already like, adapted this mindset of, like, I can be in a relationship with a guy who, like, an obsessive compulsive relationship. Like,
I know.
Those themes are more damaging than, like, the sex itself. You know what I
know.
I mean?
That's but, like, crazy. My mom, like, knew what parts would be, like, appropriate, what parts wouldn't be. I think I was, like, 12 or maybe even younger, 10 or 11 or 12.
Yeah, I was young when you came out. Because Fran probably read it too, right?
Yeah.
Right before you.
And, like, she knew what I could and couldn't read. And, like, I was pissed off, but, like, I understood. Now, looking back, like, I understand why my mom did that.
Right.
Like, she didn't want me
wait
reading
a couple
a
years.
Book that's, like, inappropriate for a 13-year-old girl, 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Like, and that's how it should be with these concerts. Like, look at the show. If you think that's your child's mature enough, if you think that it's fine for your child to see, then sure, take them. Like, that's your decision as a parent.
Yeah, completely. Completely. So. But, yeah, that's a huge, huge part of this is that parents need to start taking accountability
for
their
kids.
Yeah,
I just don't know why people expect...
Yeah.
Celebrity women to just cater to young children.
Never.
It's like
they never
no
do.
One goes to a fucking Travis Scott concert and they're like, this is inappropriate. My 13-year-old son went to this concert and blah, blah, blah. He's fucking saying, fuck pussy, fuck a pussy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I'm
going to
fuck a pussy hard.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's saying all that shit, G. He's saying all that shit.
I'm a fuck a pussy hard.
I'm a fuck a pussy
bitch.
Hard. That's gonna. Sometimes that comes out, and it's like, what if your son comes on saying that? Are
about...
you mad at Travis Scott? Are you mad at your son?
No, exactly.
It's like, who are you pissed at?
Why are you not complaining about the sexualness of a male concert?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one's complaining about boys seeing that shit.
Yeah, where's that same energy
twerking.
For? Right, where's the same energy for Travis Scott or for whoever? It's like, oh no, they're. What about Chris Brown? Chris Brown, all of his he humps bitches on stage. He takes his shirt off.
Yeah,
at
like
the show.
Even Justin Bieber. Like when Justin Bieber was like young and he was doing those tours, like he would dance. Like he was
the
dancing
one less
with
lonely
Miley.
Girl?
Like he was like all up on Miley, like like grabbing her. Like why wasn't anyone like, hey, just hey, she's a these are there's young girls in the crowd. No, because all the young girls want to be on
exactly,
stage.
Exactly. It's like read the room.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that all in all. Take accountability for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have a problem with these shows and pop stars just because you don't agree with what they're doing. They're very upfront about how their shows are going to be.
Yeah.
And that's up to you whether or not you want to bring
your
kids
it's
there.
Not like, hey, come bring your babies to the
right.
Short
bring
and
your
sweet
5-year-old
tour.
To short
yeah,
and sweet.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, nobody's doing that.
Yeah.
If you are, you need help. Like, that's insane. Like, don't do that. Don't bring 5-year-olds to a concert. Like, that's crazy.
Not even, they're maybe, not going to remember it anyways.
They're not going to remember. Also, like, maybe like the Wiggles or whatever. Like, even those shows. I'm like, why are you even, I don't even know.
Yo, Gabba Gabba.
Yeah, for real. Gia, heading into the fall, winter, cozy months where you just want to eat and sleep and do nothing. It's usually something that I'm excited about, usually something I'm looking forward to. But this year, we all know this. I'm on a health journey. You're on a health journey. We're all on a health journey to a certain extent. We just need to keep our body moving. We need
to. Yeah, big time.
We can't rest on our laurels. We can't become the girl who falls into the couch because she never leaves. You know what I mean?
Right.
We can't be the grandparents in Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
Like, we can't have our lives be like that. So we need to get it moving. And thankfully, we have Alo Moves to help us do that.
Thankfully. And also, it is getting darker quicker.
Yeah, it is.
So it is just so hard to get to the gym these days. It's cold. It's dark. Ooh, it makes you just want to stay in bed all
Absolutely
day.
Absolutely miserable to get out of the house.
So that's why we have Alo Moves.
Yes.
It is so good. We are so glad that we discovered Alo Moves because it is the health and wellness app that brings your best workout to the comfort of your home, which makes it so easy.
It's the best part. You put it on your TV and you just do it in your living room. You know
exactly.
what I mean? And it's fantastic.
Whether you've got a full hour to work out or just 5 minutes, Alo Moves has a class to fit your schedule. There's yoga, Pilates, strength workouts from beginning to advanced. And you could start a guided program or try a new type of workout or just stay on track with what you're already doing from wherever you are. I like to just prop it up literally on my table and I do it just on my carpet in my living room. Mm-hmm. It's so easy.
It's perfect, yeah.
And especially
you can screen mirror too if you have Apple TV or something.
And I get bored pretty easily with working out, so the fact that they have these lesser timed options are so clutch. Like, I do feel like I'm getting stuff done when I'm doing these 15-minute, 30-minute workouts. Mm-hmm. It's easier. It's better than just sitting on my couch and doing nothing. And now I don't really have the excuse of not wanting to go to the gym
when
it's right there in the palm
and
of
listen,
our hands.
Something is better than nothing. Like, it's not like we're not sitting here being like, hey, go out, get moving, work out for 5 hours at a time.
Yeah.
No, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Just get yourself
moving. Just get out
for
there
a little
and
bit.
Move.
Get your blood pumping.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's all. That's all you got to do.
Exactly. I always dread the initial part of a workout, but then when you break a little bit of a sweat, feel so good. The endorphins are pumping. It's awesome. And then you are already in your home, so you just pop in the shower, get all comfy. Lovely,
you
lovely.
You have to deal with other people around.
Ooh, yes,
best,
exactly. Because I get intimidated sometimes by other people. And when I'm trying to do a new workout, I get so embarrassed because I suck at learning new workouts.
Forget it.
So being able to go at my own pace at home is so nice.
Yes.
So go to allomoves.com and use code TaylorWatch for an exclusive 30-day free trial plus 20% off an annual membership.
Oh, yeah.
That's allomoves.com. Use code TaylorWatch for a 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership. Allomoves.com, code TaylorWatch.
Let's talk a little bit about Toronto.
Yeah.
Night one, let's see, it was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it was full yet again of mashups that ripped our hearts out of our souls.
Yeah, very good mashups
and
this
bodies.
Weekend.
Very good mashups.
Night one was on the guitar, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, mashed up with, what is that acronym? TIWWCHNT. This is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah. This is why we can't have nice things. And
My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys mashed up. And then
great
she did
mashup
on the piano, False God and Tis the Damn Season, which is great combo too.
Unbelievable combos all around. I would say for this first night, I saw people saying things along the lines of not the home for Thanksgiving hookup remix, and I was so true. False God and Tis the Damn Season coming together, hilarious. I love the This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things My Boy Only mashup as well.
Yeah.
I think that
the themes coincide so well.
My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, we of course were lucky enough to hear that live in Paris night two, but I think the tone of My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys to me is kind of the same as This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things, but almost like a defeated version of it. This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things is very haha, funny,
like
whatever.
Angry.
It's angry, yeah. Man. My Boy is very resigned. My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. Seen him when he first got
him,
me.
Yeah,
typical him. It's
kinda,
just, here we go again.
Yeah.
It just seems like a sadder, more deflated version. And I love it. I love that song.
When she was My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, so we had to take them away.
Yeah, I really like that. The way that she is for all of the surprise song mashups we're about to list, the way that she fits the lyrics together, and we've talked about this before too, is so genius. It's just, and it makes, it just means so much more.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Also, so whenever I hear my boy only picks his favorite tours, though, I always think about when we saw it in Paris. And this was like, you know, a couple weeks after the album came out. So like, we didn't really know the words. And I was like, the sickest army gun.
Right.
Every time I go back and like watch those videos, I'm like, oh my God, why did I think it was sickest army gun? Like, that's just
probably because we were
the
hammered.
Most wrong lyrics ever.
It was
but
so funny though. I think that's so true. It was only out for like 2 weeks at that point, or like a month, not even.
I think
a
like a month or so, maybe not even.
I think we went on the 16th. I think it came out also on like a 16th or something.
It came, but then anyway, night two was I Don't Want to Live Forever mashed up with Mine,
which is
a good one, and Evermore mashed up with Peter, which is
Evermore,
a really good one.
Evermore and Peter, we went to the concert on May 10th, and the release, I believe, was April 12th.
Oh, yeah, so like about a month.
No, April 19th, sorry. April
19th. So less than a month.
So like, one, two, three weeks later. Evermore and Peter. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Like that's a combo that I didn't realize I needed or even longed for. And turns out I was. It was something that was missing from my life.
So beautiful. She did
gorgeous.
She did the Peter melody with the Evermore lyrics, which must have been so hard to
separate,
figure out how to like make that work, and
they're not very
so
similar.
Beautiful, no,
like they are a little like they flow into each
Evermore
other for
so
sure, but
slow, so slow. But like the ending, she goes, "It wouldn't be Evermore. This pain wouldn't be forevermore. Forgive me, Peter, but this pain wouldn't be forevermore." Like,
oh my
it's
God.
It's so cute.
She also says something. Wait, I tweeted it. One of the combos. Hold on, let me find it.
Which one? Do you remember?
I'm going to say. Oh, no, sorry. This is back from jumping back to False God and 'Tis a Damn Season. I thought I had tweeted something, a combo from Evermore and Peter, which I think just every single line was perfection.
Yeah.
But for the False God, 'Tis a Damn Season, she said, "We'd still worship this love, even if it's a false god, and we would call it even. You can call me babe for the weekend."
Oh,
like, I just love that.
Yeah.
I love that combo. But no, the just even this the switching back and forth between Evermore and Peter, because that's another, Peter's another, like, resigned song, but I do feel like it's almost reverse of what I just said about the other, about My Boy and This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things, where Peter is like the upbeat version of like Evermore, where Evermore is like, I'm sad and it's finally happening. This pain wouldn't be forevermore. Like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Versus Peter is like, I can't do this anymore and I'm sorry. It's just
a little bit more
of a lighthearted, I can't do this anymore.
More of like a willing to like let go and
like
move on.
Like, forgive me, Peter.
Yeah, rather than like Evermore is like, I don't want to move on. I don't want to let go.
Right,
but
exactly.
But I kind of have to.
But I know that I have to.
Yeah.
So I think it's like the same but different.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
And then night three, the guest of the weekend, Gracie, came out to do Us with Taylor, which we kind of assumed would probably happen after she didn't do Us on her set list. Mm-hmm. I thought that it was going to be Gracie, Aaron, and Taylor, because Aaron did a lot of songs on The Secret of Us.
Right.
But it was Gracie and Taylor, and they did a mashup of Us and Out of the Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Great mashup. I would have loved to see that live. Would have loved to see that live.
Great mashup.
And I just loved watching them perform together. Mm-hmm. And it was so cute, like, Gracie watching Taylor sing. Like, you could just tell that she's such a fan.
Such a fan. Like, so sweet.
And, like, looks
I really
up
liked,
to her
I
so
really
much.
Loved Gracie's outfit, also. Mm. The white, like,
she has
neck.
The best
outfits. Yeah, I like her style.
Outfits. Love her style. I love her clothes.
And she's so cutie cute.
She's
petite.
So
like,
cute.
All these bitches are so cute and tiny.
I know.
And I'm like, ugh. I wish.
And she dates Paul Mescal. Like, literally.
Oh, like, stop. I know. She has it all. She really has it all.
It must be nice. Like, what is it like to date Paul Mescal? Like, I don't know, but
know.
It must be nice.
And she's rich because she's a Nepo baby. Fuck.
Yeah, no.
Like, she literally has it all right now.
Like, I don't even get the rich part of being a Nepo baby.
No, I know.
Like,
it's
I just get
up.
The shitty, people make fun of me for
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm. It's fucked up. People don't, no respect.
It's really hard to be me.
It is. It's really hard being a Nepo baby. I get it for you. I don't personally get it, but I get it.
And then she did on the piano an age-old classic, You're on Your Own Kid.
You're on Your Own
mashed
Kid.
Mashed up with Long Story Short, which I liked.
I love it. a combo I never would have put together, but hearing it, I was like, this is amazing.
Long yeah, they go short, hand in hand very well
You're
together.
On your own, kid.
Yeah.
You always have been. Like, they sounded great together. Check another thing off of our predictions list. Special guests, and You're On Your Own, Kid. So yep. things that we're marking off. We still think Maroon is happening.
She did Maroon.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. That's right. In
Cowboy Like Me.
Right, that's right. That's right. So we've got Maroon again. You're On Your Own, Kid.
Special guest.
A special guest. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still think more special guests on the horizon.
I think so too.
But we'll see.
But yeah, I definitely have to say that Gracie coming out for us was my favorite moment from the Toronto shows. Mm-hmm. No new outfits, which was surprising.
No new outfits. Yeah. I didn't have a... I would say that was my favorite moment as well, Gracie coming out. I just thought that was exciting. And I love that song. I really do love that song.
God,
I love
that
song. I feel
like
I kind of forget about it sometimes. Not for any reason. I think it came out right around the same time as like Espresso and like Chapel Roan was popping off. Like, there were so many things to listen to at the time when Us featuring Taylor Swift came out. And so I just didn't give it the love that it really deserved. But then recently, I don't know, I guess after Miami, I think I went back and I was really starting to listen to more Gracie. I was like, I didn't give this album a good listen. And I obviously love it. Like,
she's
it's so good. It's
so
good. It's a very, very catchy album all the way around. But Us is a fantastic song.
Fantastic song. So yeah, make sure you're checking out Game Time to see these moments, to see Gracie open for Taylor just in general, because that album is so good. And she's such a great performer. Such a good opener. Love her. Love Gracie so much.
Yep.
So yeah, slay.
Fantabulous.
Something funny about the Toronto show was that the Toronto mayor couldn't even get tickets.
Oh my God, I saw that. I was reading in like the comments.
I don't know if that's, is that
true?
Well,
so apparently she posted, the mayor was like, we weren't able to score tickets this time around because I guess she said, I'm not going to use my like pull as the mayor to get tickets. I'm just going to try to get tickets myself. And she wasn't able to get tickets. But I'm like, girl, you can use your mayor pull.
You're not better than any. Yeah. Like get you, the, don't be holier than thou. Like, use your fucking connects.
Use your connects to get a ticket. Use your connects to get a ticket.
The child of the mayor, I'd be like, what?
I'd be like, what's your problem? I was like, what's the point of you even being the mayor, mom?
No,
like,
literally.
Come on.
You know, when we were trying to find a place to go after the Chicks in the Office show, we were like talking about this bar, and like my girlfriend's like, oh, it's super busy all the time. Like, I was like, oh, what? I was like, oh, why don't you guys just like DM them and be like, hey, like, can we get like a section or something? They're like, oh, we don't want to do that, like, whatever. I'm like, no, use your connects,
like, do
and
it.
Get us a section. In what world? You know, you guys are famous for a reason. Like, use your fucking connects. Like, I don't know what world we're not using our connects anymore.
No,
like,
you got to use your connects. Yeah. As frequently as you can, you got to use your connects.
Yeah. So, I'm like, if I'm the mayor, I'm emailing the governor. I'm emailing 100%. The owner of the stadium.
I'm emailing Taylor. I'm tweeting at Taylor herself. Yeah, I mean, like, hey,
I'm
at Taylor Nation. Yeah. Hey, I'm the mayor and I don't have tickets.
Like, you don't think these little girls wanted to go to the show?
Absolutely. The people in the replies were like, hopefully she'll be able to get to the second leg, like the last three or whatever. So I hope somebody steps in and gets the mayor of Toronto to the show.
Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah, someone goes,
she deserves
Babe's
it.
Acting like she can't charge the government credit card for a ticket. That's very funny.
Love
but
that.
But yeah, this show, she has a lot of integrity.
Absolutely. We applaud the integrity, but girl, be fucking for real. Like, just do what you got to do.
It's Taylor Swift.
No one's being like, you know, mindful or demure about fucking Taylor Swift tickets. Like, people are using right. People are using every which way to get these fucking tickets, and I believe that the mayor deserves to be there, especially if she's dressed full top to bottom in an outfit.
Yeah.
And she's not even going to the tour; she's just going to like the convention center where they're doing like a Taylor
Swift
thing.
Maybe she's like not that big of a fan.
Maybe she. I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, but I just thought that was a funny tidbit.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Also,
though, I would say, well, concert wise, I think that's pretty much all in terms of what happened at the concert.
Yeah, nothing really crazy went down.
Nothing,
no shocking surprises, should I say.
Right. And she has
10 out of 10
shows. 10 out of 10 shows. Yeah.
Always.
30 out of 30.
Yeah.
She has three this upcoming Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Toronto as well. And then, of course, the final three in Vancouver the second week of December. So we're just going to have to... just count
gird our loins,
our blessings, and just you know, kiss them up to God. Hope it all goes well. Hopefully there's exciting stuff coming for everybody that's still going. And if you aren't going, head over to Game Time, get yourself some tickets.
Yep.
One last thing I wanted to bring up and discuss. I want to watch live because you informed me that you did not watch it yet. The
I also just I want to talk about the Bills game after too.
Oh, do that first, and then we'll talk about this. Yeah, yeah, let's talk about the Bills game, which she did not attend.
She did not attend.
Nope. Everyone thought she would, myself
Sunday,
included.
I kind of thought she was going to go too, me just because she was close.
Yeah, same.
But she hasn't been to any away games.
No, she hasn't.
So it's not surprising that she did not go, but it was, I was like, oh, okay. I mean, I thought she was, but not
It was
no
in
surprise.
Buffalo, yeah. So it was like literally a two-hour drive from Toronto. Yeah. Like, that's very close.
And people are saying, a lot of articles have been putting out, you know, headlines trying to use clickbait and be like, oh, you know, Taylor hates Highmark, or what is it called? Highmark Stadium or something?
Highmark,
the Buffalo,
yeah.
I'll call it the Bills Stadium.
Bills Stadium, yeah.
Taylor hates the Bills Stadium because last time she went, you know, they gave her a hard time, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if that's the case. Maybe it is because, you know, they did like low key fucking harass her there.
Yeah, they
were playing music of people that she
her ex-boyfriend. Yeah, and they named all the food after her. It was very taunting.
They were setting her face on fire garbage cans. Like, people were not nice.
The energy was bad.
Yeah, the energy was very toxic.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't blame her if she didn't want to go. Be like, fuck them. Like, I don't want to go to a stadium where they're going to be totally like where they're basically harassing me, like being so annoying. So I don't blame her, but also I think more has to do with the fact that she hasn't been to any away games.
I think you're right.
I think it was the Sunday after three nights of a show. She's probably exhausted. She probably just wanted to go home.
She's probably just waiting for Bay to finish up work so he can come hang out.
Exactly.
You know,
like,
I mean?
Why go to this game? No. Why to go to this away game when, you know,
why now? Why
yeah,
this
exactly.
Burp? That's Legally Blonde.
Oh, I don't know that.
Legally Blonde reference.
But
but it's true. Like, why would she? Right. Why would she suddenly be going to this?
Yeah.
I also think that, you know, I'm kind of glad she wasn't there when they lost their first loss of the season.
Agreed.
Which is tough. And not that, like, she's obviously been to a bunch where they've won and it's all fine and whatever. I still have that anxiety, though, where it's like if Taylor Swift shows up and they lose, like, people will blame Taylor Swift for being there. Or, like, she'll blame herself for, like, superstitions or whatever, which is so dumb.
I feel like they always win when she's there, though.
They do always win when she's there. But except for the one time they lost on Christmas last year.
Oh, yeah.
When she was there. But because their record is so good, like, they were bound to lose at least one, right? Like, usually it's hard to go have a perfect record.
Yeah.
So, and the Bills are, you know, they were good
last
year.
Bills are very
good. They're good this year.
They were fucking shutting them down.
Oh, yeah. My dad sent me a meme. You'll like this meme. Well, it's such a dad meme, you know? Hold on. Where's my dad?
My boy.
Ugh, I hate when I am trying. Here it is. He sent me this meme. Obviously.
Yeah, someone like put that on a poster that I saw, which is funny.
Hilarious. It's the girl looking over her shoulder, she's looking back at Josh Allen.
It's a little disrespectful to Haley Steinfeld.
Very disrespectful to Haley Steinfeld, but it's, you know, funny meme.
Yeah,
it's
a dad meme. Yeah,
he probably
got
it off like Fox.com or something.
Yeah.
And so that's that.
But yeah, no, bad loss for them. But I think they needed a loss to kind of maybe humble them a little
bit.
Get the gears
first
going
loss
a little
since
bit.
Christmas of last year, they said, which is literally
crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah.
Put some fire under their ass.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good game, tough game.
Yeah.
So, you know, everyone has to lose every once in a while.
Sometimes you just gotta.
And Shariah Gordon revealed that Taylor knitted her daughter a blankie.
So
blanket.
Sweet. Between shows. Like, she said, like, one time she's like, I'm gonna make her a blanket. And then after the next round of shows, she was like, hey, girl, here's this blanket that I knitted in my free time.
So cute. She said, I haven't told nobody this, but she knitted my daughter a blanket in between her sets, Gordon reveals to Glamour. It's so freaking cute and so thoughtful. She said that her aunt did it for her when she was a kid, so she wanted to do the same for me. So she, in between shows, was making blankets and getting my kids super near.
That I didn't get. That
is that
I mean,
a typo?
Maybe, no, I think she's just. I think she's
is that
being
like a saying.
I think she's being like colloquial. I think it's like hanging out with her kid. It's like, I think what she means. Like
getting
to know her
near.
Kid.
Yeah, right.
Getting
right.
to know her.
Well, that's
her
so
daughter.
Cute. Like her. Taylor's aunt did that for her, so she's doing it for drag. I think that's
she
that
does
shows.
That. She does, like, Taylor, that's not the first baby she's given blanket to. You know what I mean? Like, she's a blanket giver, but I didn't realize she was like making these blankets.
Yeah,
that I didn't
know. It's so cute.
Like, of course she is. Of
it
course she's
it shows
like
how much
queen.
She loves, you know, the women on the team, and
it's very
it feels
thoughtful.
Like family. It's yeah, very thoughtful. Very
she's
sweet.
Such a thoughtful person. I was actually talking about this with my friends on Saturday. We had drinks before Casey Musgraves, and we were talking about gifts and receiving gifts and giving gifts, and how most of us in that group that I was with don't like receiving gifts. Because I personally, I hate receiving gifts. I don't like gifts because I don't like to, I feel like I have to give the proper reaction or else it'll hurt someone's feelings. Mm. And I'm a great reactor. Like, I'll go over the top, whatever. But I think just how I grew up, like my mom loves to give gifts and she gets so excited about it. And like, if I got a gift and I didn't like go totally over the top, she would feel like I didn't care.
Right.
And so it was just kind of like, oh fuck. So I kind of act that way now when I get gifts, which means I just don't like getting gifts because I don't like to worry about that.
Yeah.
And so my friends kind of were agreeing. And then they were like, well, do you like to give gifts? And I was like, honestly, it's not that I don't like to give gifts. I love giving gifts and I love when people feel good about it. But I never want them to have to feel obligated to react a certain way because I'm giving it. I also feel like I'll think of really nice and thoughtful things all the time, but you know, and I'll make it like halfway there. Like I'll get the thoughtful item, but then if I have to like mail it somewhere, it's going to sit in my apartment collecting dust for 6 months. Like,
yeah.
It's always like a halfway thing. But I feel like Taylor is so good at being a thoughtful person and like following through on it.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, I'm going to make them a blanket. And
yeah.
So she made that blanket,
something...
brought it to the game, gave it, you know, thought about it, all these things in advance. Like that's just it's just good organization. And it's just that's just a good person. That's a thoughtful person.
Yeah. Like, I feel like her
I'm like 50% thoughtful
are always like, yeah, like thoughtful, like they always have like a story behind them or a reasoning behind them, which is nice. Like she doesn't just like go out and buy like something random and give it.
Right.
Like it's always has a little bit of a backstory, which is really nice. I love giving gifts and
yeah,
I love
yeah.
getting gifts.
Right, right,
so.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I just wish I
guess
that anxiety
depends.
Is too much for me. Like it's just too much.
Yeah, I like giving gifts, but yeah, sometimes if I do get very nervous about if I think I got something for someone that I'm like, oh my God, like I love this. I think they'll love it, blah, blah, blah. Then I get nervous. I'm like, oh my God, will they love it? Or am I just overthinking this, blah, blah, blah. But,
so I worry about that worry because I'm like, oh my God, what if she is worried that I'm not going to like it? Like I better play this
up, whether
I like it or not. Like this is just this is a moment this gift is not about me anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that's
kind
of how.
I've learned like, since I do like to give gifts so much, like it's more just the gesture. Like I can't harp on too much of how they react, you know.
For sure.
I thought it was a nice thing for them. If
yes.
they don't love it, that's okay. At least I tried.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the gesture is lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And I like doing little things. Like I like to
yeah,
like, know,
I'm
like
not
I'll buy something here,
fucking...
I'll do this, I'll do that. Like yeah. Like
yeah.
I'll just be like, oh,
like if I see like
or...
a jelly cat that reminds me of someone, I'll be like, oh, I'll
for
grab
sure.
this.
And that's
you know?
Really cute.
Yeah.
That's really thoughtful. Yeah, I'll do that if it's like a tiny little
yeah,
like
exactly.
a magnet or like a hat or like I get my brother stuff all the time. Like I always am trying to get like tiny things for him. But and they all sit at my house. Like that's where like I have like a collection of things that I'm like, oh, Sam, these are for Sam, and they just don't. They never make it to him because they're
that's
stuck
funny.
With me.
Yeah,
so many like concert tees that I haven't given him.
Mm.
So, but I think that story is very sweet, and I think that again it shows like Taylor is just a thoughtful person all around, and like you said, she thinks of those people like family.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, totally.
Chief's family is real family.
Red Kingdom, Red Kingdom,
and the home of the
Chiefs. No, I can't do that. Go
oh,
Birds,
you
go
can't
Birds,
do it.
Go
I'm
Birds.
I'm just doing it because I'm not a Chiefs fan. I'm just
Eagles won on Thursday, so
I'm
that's all that matters to me.
Yeah, they did. Congrats on that, by the way.
Eagles,
they're crushing all of a sudden, right?
They win the Super Bowl. Just
Ooh.
Saying.
Yeah. Is it their year?
I don't know. We'll see.
I love that. It's
if it's
year.
The Chiefs Eagles again, I'm gonna fucking
that would be crazy.
Freak the
that would
fuck
be so
out.
Hard to
I know.
Choose.
Oh, not for me.
Not for you. Not
yeah,
for you.
No.
Wait. Okay. So what I want to do, what I want to bring up right now and show you in real time, because it's so fucking funny, is the first trailer. Speaking of the Chiefs, the first and family, the first trailer for Hallmark's Holiday Countdown, Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
Oh God.
Now. Gia, whatever you're expecting, like it exceeds all expectations.
Oh God!
Like
okay.
So Donna Kelsey went on to the Today Show and she's sitting with Jenna
in her TGBD neck,
in her
TGBD bracelet.
Yeah. Always, she never takes that thing off. Sitting with Jenna and Hoda and a bunch of other people on the couch, and they preview this for the first time. So here, I'm going to show you. I love Donna. Two, one, roll the
tape. Yeah, I think that's exciting.
Christmas magic for myself.
Is this guy supposed to be the football player?
No, nobody's a football player.
Oh.
We can all see it.
Andy.
They're all in it. Wow. Everybody's like, wow.
Okay, well, first off, that literally looks
so
like
a few things.
Looks like a college like
yes.
film like
yes,
that you
does.
Would like put in your like film class.
Yes, it does. We've got Andy Reid in there.
Wait,
Don is obviously in there. So the story is no one is a football player. This guy
oh.
is like a he's like a comes to town and he's doing something for
is he like
both
a journalist
for the Chiefs.
Okay.
So it's like they're all so she's working behind the scenes and she also her family like won this thing so she's like sort of in it because she won it and then also because she's sort of working there. It's a little confusing.
Okay.
Exactly how they get there
and they
brush
lose
by it.
The
he comes to wait here we go actually let's here. Hold on. Oh, and Jenna's in it as well. Jenna
yeah,
Sanders
yeah.
in the beginning. Oh, wait, he is on
Fan
the Chiefs.
Of the Year award? So is he also a finalist for the Fan
he
of the Year award?
He must be, said Derek Taylor, Kansas City Chiefs, is how he introduces himself.
Yeah, that's
himself.
Why I thought he was the football
but
player.
But he's like not ever in... Like, he's never in, like, football gear. Maybe he just works for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So then he came through, and he's the one who, like, decides the thing. I love
okay, it says, Chiefs superfan Alana tries to win the Fan of the Year
yes.
award as a Christmas gift for her family, falling in love with someone in the Chiefs front office
there
along
we go.
The way.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
So Chiefs front office. So I love a couple things to point out. One, love that random handsome guy. We love to have a random handsome guy.
Yeah,
in
the main guy.
Movie, the main guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I love this season. Let fate call the plays. I love that.
It's so cheesy.
We love
oh
Donna's
my God.
Appearance.
Love
in it.
I okay.
Andy.
I was getting confused with the like
the other
the lifetime movie.
Movie.
That's the pop singer and the
tight
end. Right. Okay.
So that
this
one,
is about the Chiefs. Chris Magic Christmas hat that gets lost, and they want to be the Fan of the Year. Okay. Yes.
Grandpa's lucky hat.
Yeah, yes,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
The Chiefs can't win the Super Bowl without the lucky
no,
hat.
Someone in the family's got to wear it or else they can't win the
or
Super
else
Bowl.
The, or else Arrowhead explodes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's this Hallmark movie. Again, not to be confused with the Lifetime movie that we have not seen a trailer
right.
for. Or maybe we've seen like,
I don't
bits
think
and pieces.
Anything, honestly.
Right. Where that's literally the story of Taylor Swift and Travis
right,
Kelce.
Right.
So that will be interesting on its own. I have a feeling that, well, obviously, Hallmark probably wanted to do... Like the superhero or a superstar,
yeah,
pop star, whatever the fuck, football player movie, and then wanted to partner with the Chiefs, and this is what they came up with because they're still going to get a million views. The Chiefs has become this like they're America's family, they're America's team, like
yeah.
That's who they are right now, and so it makes sense for Hallmark to like get in on that because Hallmark is very like family oriented, faith oriented, like that's their whole thing.
Yeah, totally.
I feel the Chiefs are kind of
Chiefs
like,
are
right
totally
in there.
Yeah. But I think actually the trailer for the Lifetime, because
I
remember,
I think
like,
it is
doesn't
out.
The football player like have a kid?
Maybe. I honestly don't know. Because I was kind of like, oh, are we going to watch this one? But like, of course, like we have to. Like, there is,
yeah, I feel like we have
monumentally
to.
Bad.
Christmas in the Spotlight.
Yeah.
I guess is what that one is called, which is, but yes,
Nightmare.
There is a little bit of a trailer for that one too.
Okay. Maybe that's what I saw. Cause I knew I saw something and it was
yeah.
like, this is
yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
Right. I remember quote tweeting it being like, this could be like a level of bad that we've not even discovered yet, I think is what I said, which I really do believe.
I do like, love like cheesy Hallmark.
No, me
Christmas
too.
Movies, so I'm ready for it.
My
I
mom
can't
is
wait
so
to...
hype. My mom,
yeah.
my mom lives on Hallmark. Like she does not watch TV. She watches the Hallmark channel. Like that's all she watches. She's very excited for this. And so, yeah, so just keep your eyes peeled. It doesn't say, or does it say what day it comes out? Probably like Thanksgiving weekend, I think.
Yeah, I would think.
Chiefs
Christmas.
I don't think it said exactly what day on here, but. Or
yeah,
holiday touchdown.
Yeah, let me see.
Oh, wait, here, I'll tell you right now. December. Oh, it comes out.
November 30th.
Yep. Okay, so Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Fuck yeah.
Perfect.
I will be there no matter what.
Me too. Me too. We will all be present. So excited. So yeah, I just couldn't wait to talk about that.
It's yeah,
just
it's
a
just
next
so
level
funny.
Cheese, which like we love. We love a cheese. And Donna, you know, Donna cashing those checks. Donna getting a SAG,
get
baby.
That fucking bag.
I wonder
girl.
If Donna gets a SAG credit, like gets to be in the Screen Actors Guild because she's on a show that's on cable network. That's kind of how it works.
Hallmark, like, though?
Yeah, Hallmark Channel. I mean, she's in a movie, technically, and she's on network TV.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if she does. Because that's how you get, like, you can be, like, an extra for 5 minutes on a TV show and you are SAG-AFTRA. Like, that's, like, it's a big deal.
Oh, okay. Well, go off, Donna.
Let's see.
Can Donna get...
Donna Kelsey get SAG? Oh, no. A lot of things are coming up that make no sense. SAG.
Yeah, I feel like that's too complicated of a question to Google, almost.
That's a... Yeah, that is too hard. I don't even know why
layered of a question, almost.
Intended to Google it. Yeah, I don't know what I thought I was going to get out of there. But regardless, I kind of have a sneaking suspicion that all of a sudden, Donna's going to have a SAG card after this.
Fuck yeah, I would love that. Go Donna. Go, girl.
And Andy Reid as well.
Oh, hell yeah.
Depending on how many seconds he's on the screen.
I would love if... What if Donna, like, is a presenter of an award at the SAG Awards?
Oh, great question.
Or at the Emmys.
No, I don't think presenting. I think a live show, it's different. I think if it's like you go somewhere.
No, I mean, like, she gets asked to be.
Oh,
she ends
up being?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing. I mean? Yeah. Well, you heard it here first.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
She's part of the SAG community now.
That'd be really funny. I would love that.
Me too. Exciting stuff. I think that's,
I think that wraps it up.
That's all I wanted to talk about, I think.
Yeah.
Oh my God, wait, really fast. Oh. You know that what we never talked about, and I don't think I brought it up again. Maybe I did. Stop me if I did. Jack Antonoff's Grammy snub. We never talked about it. When we talked about the Grammys, he was not nominated for producer of the year.
But it was like the first time in like 10 years, wasn't it? Or like first time like
True,
5 years or something?
That he wasn't nominated?
He was like nominated like 5 years in a row or something.
Okay,
so
yeah,
to me, that's not a snub.
Not as much of a snub, but it's more of like a make room for everyone else.
Yes. Although, but like it is shocking though, because like didn't he do Short and Sweet and TDVD? So it's like...
So if any year he's up there, it's this year.
He's helped produce two of the Album of the Year nominees. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how he wouldn't be nominated for Best Producer.
Right.
But I don't feel as like annoyed about it, I guess, just because he's been nominated and won. He's won all of them pretty much.
Yeah, he wins all the time. So yeah. I agree, but interesting not to at least nominate. I understand winning.
I do feel like he should have been nominated 1,000%.
Yeah.
But yeah, he had a new Christmas song. Bleachers came out with a Christmas song.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah, it's called Merry Christmas, Please Don't Call or something.
Ooh,
yeah.
I love that. Mm. Ooh, I'll have to go listen for sure.
It's very Jack.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Love that. Love. Fabulous. All right. Well, lovely afternoon, evening, or night, or morning, whatever time you're listening to this. Thank you guys, as always, for listening.
Yes.
If you want to call in for our voicemail episode, which are always on Thursdays, you can go ahead and call us at
347-450-0723.
Or you could DM the Taylor Watch Instagram account.
Yes.
We are always interested in what you guys have to say
about
whatever you want to talk about, Taylor related or not.
That reminds me, I have a girl DM'd us a good question for this week, which I'm excited about.
Ooh, fabulous. Yeah. Oh, for Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Ooh, excellent. All right, so tune in on Thursday if you have a question or not, but feel free, let it fly, get in the car, hide from your kids, call us, do the whole thing. We love when people do that. And until then, we will see you on Thursday.
Love you guys.
Bye.